WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, none of it there, the Morning Madhouse. Yep. On this week, Family Wednesday, we're trying to help the family get well. We actually met these guys out at our 28-hour sleep out for the homeless for the Women and Children's Shelter at 534 Sprat Street. Found out that it's a black pharmacy in town.
Yep.
Premier Pharmacy. They're in the building this morning. Good morning. Introduce yourselves.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Prince from Premier Pharmacy.
Good morning. I'm Ken Johnson with the Premier Foundation.
And I'm Shawan Dispenser, family nurse practitioner, Premium Direct Medical.
So there's actually two things that we're discussing today. Well, two people. It's the Premier Pharmacy and Wellness Center, and then there's Premier Foundation.
But let's start with the pharmacy.
Okay.
And you know, because y'all got the big wellness fair going down.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about that. When is that going down?
This Saturday, September 29th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., right in our parking lot at 3010 Monroe Road, Suite 101, Charlotte, NC, 28205.
So to put it in proximity about where this is in the city, so Monroe Road, the 3010 block, is over near the Wendover side?
Yes, absolutely. Like right up the street from the Bojangles Coliseum. Mm-hmm. If you can put that into perspective, we're right there.
Right near Gridtown.
Absolutely.
So the wellness fair that's going down this Saturday, what's taking place this Saturday?
So this Saturday, our wellness fair, we have about 20 vendors that will be there providing resources, skills, different type of services and things there. There will be activities for the kids. There will be food. There will be games. There will be giveaways. Some giveaways are up to about $200. So raffles there, which everybody will get a raffle. And a lot of screenings will be done as well from mental health providers, medical providers, and just other people in the community as well that are participating.
And this is a free event, correct?
Absolutely.
Free.
And it's open to anyone?
Open to anyone.
Wow.
So, yeah. When we discuss the Premier Foundation, you all say that you all work with people physically, mentally, and one of the other things that I really like when I read it, a lot of people don't think about this, but it's also financially. So when we come back, I want you to talk about those three things and how those three things will be represented during Wellness Day, which is taking place this Saturday.
Absolutely.
Charlotte's Play, we're going to talk about that when we come back. It's Pod 98.
The only hip-hop morning show.
Weezy out of there. Pod 98, WPEG. We live on We Family Wednesday.
The struggle is real.
Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
The struggle is real.
Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
You already know what time it is. Listen, we got Premier Pharmacy in the building, ran by some African-American folks. Actually, Charlotte's African-American Pharmacy, right off of Monroe Road. 3010 Monroe Road. And this Saturday, y'all having a big wellness fair, absolutely free to the public. And if I was going to come out there this Saturday, what would I be looking forward to? Like, are y'all doing free screenings and things like that?
Yeah, so we have 20 different vendors. Free screenings. You can come, put your kids in the kids zone, shop. We have something for everybody. We have about $1,200 in raffles right now. Mm. So we'll be doing raffles about every 15 minutes. So pull up, park, get your free gift at the registration table. Lots of free samples and everything for you. We literally got something for everybody that comes out.
Prince, let me ask you this. You know, it's a stigma that black men don't go to the doctor or don't get physicals. Why do you feel like we don't do it as black men?
I think it's the fear of the unknown, but we would definitely say that, you know, we suggest that you come in, get tested, get examined, at least know what's going on with your body so that we can help you. I know back in the past with the Tuskegee experiment, a lot of things were going on, but that's why it's important that we have African-Americans in the healthcare sector so that we can make sure that we're protecting other people and we know exactly what's going on. Also, we can relate to you so we know about, you know, different things that are going on within us.
Is that what made you want to get in the healthcare field?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Now, before we went to break, we were talking about Premier Foundation and their focus on physical, mental, and financial well-being. I think it's awesome that you all also include the financial aspect into health, for people. How will those three things be represented during Wellness Day? Because it's not only the fair that we're talking about. We're also talking about this black tie event that's taking place later on that night.
Yeah, that's right. So you, as you mentioned, Ms. Jessica, so we have the three big pillars that we focus on, and it's financial, mental, and physical health. And you can't be physically healthy if you don't have your financial situation together. So what we try to do at the Wellness Fair, we have folks there, of course, like we talked about with the screenings, but we also have we'll have people on deck to just talk to you a little bit about financial situations, how to save, what to do when you're saving, how to invest. You know, that's one of my passions as well, is financial literacy and investing. So we'll have that going on at the Wellness Fair. And then that night at the Johnson C. Smith School, the Science Center.
The Johnson C. Smith School. You got to say that.
I'm sorry. I'm from Detroit.
Man, you're welcome to the show. You're not going to disrespect my institution. I'm just kidding. Go ahead. I'm just messing with you.
But we'll have at the Science Center there, we're going to have a black tie gala. Put on your you know, the nicest outfits or whatever you have. Dress up. Have a good time. We're going to be giving out community resource awards to folks in the community who have been doing a lot of great things. We have an amazing roster. And so it'll be a good chance to network, to get to know people, but also to really just have a good time and network with
And to add, basically, that's a fundraiser for the Premier Foundation. And mm-hmm. over the last 3 years, we've given out over $36,000 of resources back to the community.
Wow.
Just in June, we gave out $7,000 to students in the form of scholarships.
That's
so
what's up. Wow.
What we do is that night we raise our operational budget so that we can do things over the next year for the community.
So, you know, you got the fair, you got the foundation. If I'm interested in going to, like, if I'm a young man and I'm listening to the show this morning and I'm interested in getting into the healthcare field, what are some things I could be doing right now?
Well, definitely, I would say reach out to individuals or to different jobs or corporations and see if you can volunteer. That's how I got my start. I was just 16 years old and I started volunteering at an independent pharmacy. And that kind of took me and brought me to where I am now. So I would definitely say, you know, make sure that you're focused in school. Mm-hmm. Start looking at your sciences and your maths and different things like that. And just shadow people, because you never really know what you want to do unless you actually kind of get a mm-hmm. behind the scenes look at you know, what it is that you're going to actually be doing.
So how long have you been doing the gala and also the Wellness Fair? How long has this been going on?
Yeah, so this is actually our fourth year. So Premier Pharmacy and Wellness Center and the foundation, we started in 2015, and then in 2016 we brought on Premium Direct Medical, which is actually our in-house clinic mm-hmm. that help individuals, especially those who don't have insurance. And so this is our fourth year doing the Wellness Fair and the gala.
Okay.
So, Shawanda, let me ask you this question. As the female representative here today, we've actually had this conversation here in the Madhouse about our black men going to the doctor, getting regular checkups and things like that. From a woman's perspective, how important is that for our men to stay healthy and go get these checkups?
As the head of our household, it's extremely important. And to say that and to answer, kind of piggyback on what No Limit asked Dr. Prince earlier, why don't men get checked up? I think I work, I take care of my family, my household is good, and I feel okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's their version of, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I don't need to see a doctor. But let the flu kick in. Mm-hmm. They're on the floor, they're running to the doctor, their woman or whoever. But the things that are unknown, like Dr. Prince mentioned, can be fixed. A lot of things that are unknown can be fixed early, prevented, or treated early.
Mm-hmm.
Just for a quick example, I had a young black man who has insurance but takes care of his family, his children. He works two jobs and always felt good until an abdominal pain came that he felt like was nothing, over-the-counter is everything, couldn't eat anymore. You know, men love to eat, couldn't eat anymore, felt pain. And it's like, you know what, let me just go get a physical. Finally got a physical, and 2 months later, he started chemotherapy because he had stage 4 stomach cancer.
Wow.
He's 37.
Wow.
And a long time ago, when those symptoms first started, that could have been in the first stages that probably could have been prevented. So now it's just treating every, you know, the symptoms, trying to just, you know,
there's a fear also, though.
There is.
A
fear. It is.
There's fear for our black men
there
that are just,
is a
they're
fear.
Scared of the doctor.
But you know what? You know, I'll be honest, you know, because I'm a black man. I represent some of the black men out here. But, you know, for real, it's passed down. Like, my daddy didn't go, or my daddy don't like the doctor, and then my granddaddy don't like the doctor, or they didn't go to the doctor before because they didn't have the insurance. Now, you know, we are the generation that does have the insurance, but the mental part of that has been instilled in us from the time we was young. You know, you fall down, you get a scrape, your little boy, shut up. We ain't putting nothing on that. You ain't going to no doctor. You know, play through that pain or walk through that pain. So it just was instilled in you that you just don't go to the doctor.
It's a big cultural thing as well.
Yeah.
Because we saw it a lot in our families that, you know, by the time that we did see a family member going to the doctor, it was they were very sick or something was going on, or it was an emergency situation where, unfortunately, 911 had to be called. But just regular visits to the doctor, you didn't see that until the school required you. So you remember it as a kid, but then once you got older, you know, that kind of phased out. And you can ask a lot of people now, who's your primary?
Yeah.
I don't know. Or I don't have one. Or I hadn't been in, I don't know how long, or I only go when I get sick.
Yeah.
You know, but there's some things that just could be lingering that you don't necessarily can see, that you can't necessarily see or feel, that could be causing a lot of damage.
Yeah.
So my you know, response to that is search around. You don't have to go and just pick somebody and say, this is where I'm going. Search around, and when you're comfortable with someone, it changes everything. When you're truly 100% comfortable with your provider, it changes a lot.
And the thing really that does. Larry said, that mentality is passed down. But there's something else that's passed down, and that is disease.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of diseases are hereditary and they're passed down. And we live through through these things, and we watch them. You know, my father had a heart attack a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. To sit up there and watch that brings fear. So that's why I go to the doctor. That's why my brothers go to the doctor and things like that. You have to look at those things and be, don't be reactive, be proactive when it comes to your health.
Absolutely. It's a conversation. It's a familial conversation that needs to be had, because I get a lot of patients who don't know their family history. Their parents are alive and well, and they see them all the time. What family history does your mom have? Oh, I don't know. She take a pill for something, but I don't know what it is. And I'm like, that's directly related to you. These are things that you need to know. If your parents are on medicine, you need to know at least what they're for.
Yeah.
All right, we got more when we come back. It is a We Family Wednesday. Trying to get the family well with Premier Pharmacy in the building. Charlotte's Plug is Pod.ia.
Pick up every weekday morning from 5:30 till the jungle.
Pod.ia, WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. You already know what time it is. It's I Know Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. It's a Week Family Wednesday. Today, we have Premier Pharmacy in the building. They told us about their Wellness Day, which is going down this Saturday, 9 to 1, absolutely free at 3010 Monroe Road.
Yep, absolutely. So join us this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., 3010 Monroe Road, Premier Pharmacy and Wellness Center, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, so you come out, and you're also going to be raffling stuff off out there.
Yes, we have about $1,200 in raffle items, different memberships, gift cards, fire sticks, electronics, everything. Just about $1,200 right now, and things are coming in every day.
And then later on that evening, you all have the Black Tie Fundraiser. That's going on from 7 until 11 on the campus of Johnson C. Smith University in the Science Building. If people want to get more information about both of these events, where can they get that?
Both events are listed on Eventbrite. However, you can go to premierfoundationnc.org, and all tickets are located on the foundation's website. Events are also on Facebook. You can visit facebook.com/premierfoundation or Premier Pharmacy or Premium Direct Medical. All the events are listed in the event section of the websites.
For people that already have a pharmacy, can they switch to your pharmacy? And how does that process work?
All you have to do is call 704-496-9182, and we'll take care of the rest for you.
Just one more time. You know, we black people, we got to give me time to get a pen and get my phone ready. All right.
704-496-9182. Give us a call. We'll take care of the rest. Visit us on Instagram, premier_RX. all of our information there. You can email us, call us. We'll take care of everything for you. Or you can just go to our website, www.yourwellnesskey.com, and you can actually fill out the transfer, your prescription request online, and we'll take care of everything from there.
That's what's up.
The five things y'all giving away, are they jailbroken?
if they ain't, I can do it for you.
Oh, okay. All right.
Charge the fee, though.
One more thing to mention, just at the health fair, you had mentioned just about some people who have insurance. Now, if you don't, we have an in-house insurance plan that we title Membership Medicine.
Wow.
So it's $60 a month for an adult, and you get unlimited health care, and you get discounts on your medications if you're paying out of pocket for those.
Wow. That's dope. Really? So that's good for like small business owners, because there's a lot of small business owners.
Small business owners, we cater to their staff and what their needs are, and we can set a monthly health care plan for them at their particular business as well.
That's what's up. Yep.
And it also comes with free delivery. So your prescriptions can come right to your doorstep. Like once you get them, just transfer, we actually bring them to your job or to your home. Wow. Free delivery.
That's along awesome. With health care. So man, that's what's up. If you guys get sick and can't get anywhere or need a hydration drip, we'll bring it to you.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell my mom to switch to y'all. My mom has, you know, she runs a few small businesses here in the city, so she always talks about, you know, affordable health care and having health care and things of that nature. So that's really big. I'm gonna have to switch to y'all. Yeah.
Yeah. I
appreciate y'all, Premier Pharmacy,
thank
being in the building.
Thank you for what y'all are doing in the community.
And look forward to this Saturday for the
Go
Wellness
Black.
Fair. 3010 Monroe Road. What you say, Bourbon?
Go Black. It's a black company. Go Black. Get all your prescriptions and your insurance.
That's what we're doing.
That's
now.
My grandma call it. The insurance.
Hashtag Go Black.
Hashtag don't be whack, just go black.
Man, it's time to beat the ball, man. Let's go.
The most explosive game on the radio has just gone.